Close your eyes for a moment and notice the feeling of being you, that sense of existing, of experiencing this very moment. It seems like the most obvious thing in the world, yet this simple fact of awareness is arguably the universe's deepest mystery. We can map galaxies billions of light years away and split atoms into their constituent parts, but we cannot explain why any collection of matter should experience anything at all. This isn't just a philosophical curiosity. It's a question that challenges everything we think we know about reality, intelligence, and what it means to exist. You're made of the same particles as a rock, yet you experience being alive while the rock experiences nothing. This is the hard problem of consciousness. Not how the brain processes information, but why processing information feels like anything at all. Consider a developing fetus. At some point, cells that experienced nothing suddenly began experiencing something. There was no dramatic moment, no switch that flipped, yet consciousness emerged. We have no equation predicting when this happens, no physical law explaining why it should. The redness you see in an apple isn't in its atoms. The sweetness of chocolate isn't in the molecules on your tongue. These subjective experiences, what philosophers call qualia, seem to exist in a different category than the physical processes we can measure. This creates a unique scientific challenge. Every other mystery can be studied from the outside, but consciousness is the lens through which all observation happens. We can't step outside it to examine it objectively. Neuroscience can map which brain regions activate during different experiences, but the gap between neural firing and the felt quality of experience remains unbridged. Plants challenge our assumptions about intelligence. The Venus flytrap counts, distinguishing raindrops from insects by requiring multiple trigger hairs touched within 20 seconds. Vines sense nearby objects without contact, growing toward support with remarkable accuracy. When caterpillars chew leaves, electrical signals trigger defensive chemicals in distant branches. Trees communicate through underground fungal networks, sharing resources and warnings. Mother trees identify offspring, preferentially sending nutrients through these connections. Wheat remembers winter, altering genetics for spring flowering. Stressed plants produce offspring with enhanced resistance, learning across generations. Yet plants might be complex but unconscious biological machines. Modern AI demonstrates this. Systems recognizing faces and composing music without subjective experience. If plants and computers perform complex tasks while potentially lacking inner experience, what purpose does consciousness serve? This reveals how anthropocentric our intuitions are. We attribute awareness to things moving like animals or communicating like humans. Nature may have developed forms of intelligence, perhaps even consciousness, so alien we fail to recognize them. The question isn't whether plants are conscious like humans, but whether our definition of consciousness is too narrow to capture awareness's full spectrum. You don't choose your next thought any more than you choose your heartbeat. Try deciding what you'll think about in 5 seconds. Notice how the decision itself simply appears. Neuroscience reveals brain activity signaling decisions occurs before conscious awareness, sometimes up to 10 seconds before you decide. We feel like captains steering the ship, but consciousness is more like a passenger observing the journey. When you lift your arm, the neural cascade begins before your conscious intention arises. Your brain makes decisions, but the sense that you author them doesn't align with how they actually form. The most compelling evidence comes from parasites that hijack behavior. Toxoplasma gondii infects rats and eliminates their fear of cats. Infected humans show personality changes. If a microscopic parasite can alter your personality, or a bacterial infection can create obsessive thoughts, where is the you in control? Consciousness appears to be witnessing rather than directing events, a passenger convinced it's driving because the steering wheel moves when the car turns. Your unified sense of self is a construction, a story your brain tells. This becomes clear when binding processes break down. Some neurological patients experience desynchronized senses, seeing a piano key pressed, hearing the note, then feeling resistance as separate events. Meditation and psychedelics can temporarily suspend this sense of self by quieting the default mode network, brain regions maintaining your narrative identity. People report consciousness without a center, awareness without an I at its core. Buddhist traditions have described this for millennia. Look closely for the self, and you find only continuous flow, sensations, thoughts, and perceptions the brain labels me. Split-brain research reveals stranger truths. When the connection between hemispheres is severed, bizarre conflicts emerge, one hand buttoning a shirt while the other unbuttons it. The left hemisphere invents false explanations for actions initiated by the silent right hemisphere. When the right hemisphere receives an instruction to walk, the left confabulates a reason, "I need a drink," genuinely believing this explanation despite being unaware of the actual command. Most neuroscientists believe both hemispheres maintain consciousness after separation, suggesting two separate selves can exist in one brain. The unified self we take for granted may be less fundamental reality and more useful fiction. We can't detect consciousness externally or explain its function, suggesting a radical possibility. Consciousness isn't produced by brains, but is fundamental to reality itself. Panpsychism proposes consciousness accompanies all matter. Physics describes matter's behavior, but reveals nothing about its intrinsic nature. Since we know some matter, our brains, has conscious experience, theoretical simplicity suggests consciousness might be fundamental rather than mysteriously emerging from complexity. Consider the Higgs field, proposed decades before confirmation, because without it, particles would be massless. Similarly, consciousness might be an undiscovered property of matter. This solves the hard problem. We wouldn't need to explain how consciousness emerges from non-conscious matter because all matter would possess minimal consciousness. Complex arrangements like brains create rich, unified experiences. Simpler arrangements have correspondingly simpler experiences. Some philosophers claim consciousness is an illusion, but this contradicts itself. An illusion can only appear within consciousness. Consciousness cannot be illusory. You can doubt the external world's existence, whether others are conscious, even your future existence, but you cannot coherently doubt that experience is happening now. If consciousness is fundamental, what happens when conscious systems combine or separate? When brain hemispheres connect, consciousness doesn't multiply, it changes character. Perhaps alongside your experience of being you, dimmer experiences flicker in neurons or cell clusters. The universe might teem with consciousness, overlapping, combining, and separating in unimaginable ways. Not because these forms don't exist, but because our consciousness is too different to recognize them. Understanding consciousness isn't academic. It shapes how we treat other beings and build our future. If consciousness exists on a spectrum rather than appearing suddenly, many more entities might deserve moral consideration. Research on plant communication, octopus problem solving, and animal emotions suggests the boundary between conscious and non-conscious is far blurrier than our intuitions suggest. As we develop sophisticated AI, these questions become urgent. If we create systems that simulate human behavior perfectly, would they be conscious? How would we know? Our inability to detect consciousness objectively means we might create suffering entities without recognizing their moral status. Perhaps most profoundly, consciousness challenges our understanding of death and identity. If consciousness is fundamental rather than brain-produced, what happens when brains cease functioning? This doesn't necessarily support traditional afterlife notions, but suggests consciousness itself might be more fundamental than individual conscious beings. The mystery of consciousness reminds us that the universe's most extraordinary feature isn't hiding in distant galaxies or quantum fields, it's the fact that anything experiences anything at all. Consciousness may be the universe's greatest wonder, waking up to contemplate its own existence, one mysterious moment of awareness at a time.